It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Excuse me. One of the country's largest AI firms decided to leave Colorado for Florida. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
AI giant Palantir's Denver headquarters has been the site of protests for months. At issue, the company's work on federal immigration enforcement. Demonstrators wanted the company to leave the city. This week, Palantir wrote on social media that it had moved its headquarters to Miami. The company offered no explanation. Florida has been a tech magnet. Run by a Republican governor, it's more conservative, has no state income tax, and a low corporate tax. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says Palantir's departure won't change Denver's tech hub status. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
After backlash over new electronic billboards in Fort Collins, Colorado State University says it's pausing plans for any new signs. Since last summer, three 11-by-22-foot digital billboards have gone up on CSU property, facing major corridors and generating revenue for the university. They've also drawn criticism. City code bans electronic billboards within city limits, but CSU sits on state land. Following negative public feedback and a proposed bill restricting the signs, the university says it's putting future installations on hold. Michaela Schifrin is a gold medalist again. Shaking off lackluster performances in recent Olympic races, the athlete from Edwards, Colorado, skied two blazing runs to win the gold medal in slalom. Her nearest competitor was 1.5 seconds behind. In Snowmass Village, the public ice skating rink is closed early for the season. The Western Slope Resort town says it's just not cold enough to keep it operating. Much of Colorado is seeing snow this week, but it's mostly been a mild, dry winter. The state's snowpack is about half of normal. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.